Taylor is on Auburn Opelika this morning.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We talked vintage 2298, and the reason, or 2298, I guess I should say. And the reason we do that is a business spotlight, as Randall and Laura are in. And we talked to you before.
Yes, sir.
And you weren't open at the time. I think it was either the week of or coming up the following week or something like that.
That's right.
And man, it's been wide open ever since, has it not?
It's been fantastic. You know, the community has responded really well. We've been blessed to be in the community. We've grown a lot. We've mm-hmm. learned a lot. You know, we've got it tweaked up and everything, ready to go for the fall season.
I love it. New business owner. We've grown a lot. We've learned a lot.
Yes.
The learn part being a lot of it. Am I right?
Yeah, right.
The one reason we got you guys in is we talked about it before, is now the butcher shop is open right next door. And you said that is Laura's baby. Without Laura even knowing, it might have been her baby to start with. Y'all told that story off there. I'm going to let you tell that story on the air.
Yeah, well,
of how that came about.
Well, I'm going to let Laura kind of tell that story. I knew that it was going to be it was going to be hard to talk her into it, so I kind of, it was on her birthday. I kind of tried to make it a surprise for her birthday, knowing I was probably going to get in trouble. But
I was still working as a nurse at the time and came home from work, and Randall said, hey, guess what? I talked to our investor today, and we're going to take on the butcher shop, too. So I don't think that most married people make plans without talking to each other. However, he was right about this one. It definitely became my joy and an undertaking that I have learned from and definitely enjoy watching it grow.
Yeah, absolutely. She's done a fantastic job with it. You know, a butcher shop is just not about, you know, heavy cuts of meat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it needs a Southern lady's touch. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's been able to do. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. She's done a fantastic job with it. And I'll let her explain a little bit more about it because, you know, like I told you earlier, you know, all I did was order the seafood and the meat.
And she's and then really you stay out, then you stay in the kitchen. And you stay out of the way over next door, right?
Yes. I know where my spot is. All right, but she has made it very beautiful. She has done a fantastic job with it, and we've had a great response from the community as well. You know, thanking us for doing it because when we moved here in 2021, we realized it wasn't a place not only to buy really good quality cuts of meat, mm-hmm. Pork and chicken, but also Gulf seafood. Mm. You know, and right now we have, you know, Gulf Red Snapper, we have Vermilion Snapper, we have Grouper, we have Flounder, we have Cobia, we have Yellowfin Tuna from the Gulf, we have Atlantic Salmon, we have Shell Oysters, Shucked Oysters, you know, and the list goes on. And as well as Miss Alicia's desserts and West Indies salads from the restaurant and pimento cheese, but I'll let Laura get a little bit into more about what she's done with it.
Yeah, is this a typical meat house, or is this something where people can come and kind of hang out? I mean, I've seen chairs and stuff out front, too. So, I mean, this is a little different concept.
We will be doing some grab-and-go sandwiches, salads, mm-hmm. that sort of thing, a little bit later down the road. But it's not only just meats and produce. We also have several of local purveyors, Hornsby Farm, Circles of Colors, that brings fresh flowers. She does bouquets as well as stems. We've got picnic baskets. We've got everything that you need to swing through, get what you need for dinner and go home for a date night, or grab stuff for a fun little family meal. Everything is fresh, seasonal. Sawtooth Plantation, honey, Bronnie's Brittle. A lot of our purveyors are people from the community, but then also people that Randall have had relationships with throughout his restaurant career. So that's been the fun part for us. McEwen and Son Grits is a big one.
Yeah, Greg Abrams Seafood out of Panama City that I've been doing business with for over 20 years.
No, that's a huge thing. being from I think I told you last time we were in, I'm South Alabama from Covington County,
That's right.
We were close enough to the Gulf that got a lot of fresh seafood. Plus, my dad being from South Florida, he was big into us having fresh seafood. And you get up here, and you know, years ago there was a couple of butcher shops around here, but when you say butcher shop, everybody always thinks just beef. That's
it. That's right.
There's nothing else. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's what they sold. There was no any sort of, as you mentioned, you know, if you Google it, you know, the thing that popped up were the local grocery stores, and which is fine. I mean, I get that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, that's not, you know, as I've told friends of mine, I said, you know, we were used to going, you go to restaurants down at the coast, and literally your fish that you were picking out was sitting out there on the dock hanging up, and you could be like, that's what I want for dinner.
That's right.
And then they go in, and so that's kind of what you guys have brought here, which is a little different than what has been here in the past, is it's not just beef.
That's right. Yep. No, we have great purveyors, like I said, that we've been doing business with for a long, long time, and you know, Greg Abrams Seafood out of historic Panama City on Port St. Joe. You know, we get deliveries from them. They have their own fleet of boats. They're right there on the water.
Mm. They drop off in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
so they set out in the morning, fish, uh-huh. and then load up. And then as they're coming through to Atlanta, they drop off very late in the evening, usually 11:30, 12 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So now, that's how fresh.
Are you responsible for overseeing that?
I'm in my third round by that time. We have three boys, so I take care of that too.
No, but that just goes to speak how fresh it is, you know, and how we just, you know, and then we rotate it, you know, from the butcher shop to the restaurant, so it's always just fresh all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's why our menu has expanded at the restaurant is because of this, which was the plan in the very beginning, but we hadn't been able to do that until we opened up the butcher shop. So, man, things are just coming full circle, and we've had, you know, almost a whole year to get ready for this season, and I've been waiting 2 years for this moment, but we've been waiting 2 years for this moment, you know, to really see the restaurant and the butcher shop work together and see what we can really, really do for the community.
Vintage 2298, as well as the butcher shop right next door. We'll talk more about that momentarily. Got to get to a break and do the O'Reilly Morning Update with Randall and Laura sitting in with us. We'll have more with them in a moment. Albert Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
News Talk.
Up like it this morning, your news talk and information station business spotlight that we're taking place this morning as we're talking Vintage 2298, and we were visiting with Randall and Laura and talking about different things, including the butcher shop that's open next door, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say it is football season. You guys have got some tailgate packages that are going to be released.
That's right.
We are working with a Golden Cast Iron Skillet, and we're going to be getting a smoker to do some tailgate packages for the upcoming season. Folks will be able to call ahead and place an order and just swing through and pick it up. We'll have also all of the paper product items that you'll need, all of your tailgating flags, cups, napkins, plates, everything that you'll need, you'll be able to get through us.
So kind of a one-stop shop then.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. I did see on the, and putting you on the spot here, but I saw on the council agenda, because we run the council meetings here on News Talk WANI, you got approved for liquor license for the butcher shop. Are y'all going to be serving out of there as well?
We will not be serving wine on location, but it will be an off-premise purchase.
Okay.
Yeah, so just retail, just like the rest of the butcher shop, just retail. You can purchase your wine or beer and take at home and enjoy.
You mentioned the smoker, and you guys are working in conjunction there, but you got a smoker in the building, and Harrison, who's kind of heading up the butcher shop
and doing
the day. As you said, you know your place. You stay in the kitchen over next door, and you just told him, you said, look, man, this is, you want to do it. This is all you.
This is your deal, Harrison. You know, it's like, you know, you have a lot of, he has a lot of experience in that field and everything. So I said, man, look, I said, I'm going to get you a big smoker, and I want you to put together these packages. And, man, he is just – he's like a kid at Christmas right now. But, you know, so – and so am I, because I told him, I said, I don't have any experience right here, man. You know, So he's putting together all the tailgate packages, you know, and the smoking packages, and but not only meats though, but we'll do, you know, we'll do boiled shrimp, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, we have some, we even have some live crab in the shop right now. We can do crab or whatever, but we'll, you know, you call ahead about 2 or 3 days ahead of time. You know, we'll put your package together. We're right off, you know, East University mm-hmm. Drive right here, so it, and we got plenty of parking. You just swoop right in, grab your package, and you're ready to go downtown.
It's y'all haven't been through a football season yet, have you, with the open business?
We opened October 22nd last year, and by that time, I think all the games were, by that time, they were all away.
Yeah, Hay was in the barn at that point in time.
Right.
As it was at the end of the year, it got those road games at the end of the year. So it will be interesting. I know that I'm assuming y'all take reservations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
we also take walk-ins.
Okay. Because I will tell you that come Friday night was a couple of those home football games. It'll be a fun time indeed.
Oh, I know.
It'll be hectic and but still, I mean, that's, you said, you know, everybody always talks about Auburn, you know, family atmosphere, mm-hmm. Auburn family, that kind of thing. Yeah. And you were telling me off air, I mean, just the support that you guys have received.
It's incredible.
It's been, yeah, magnificent.
And I'm not talking about, like, people just coming in the restaurant and eating.
No.
I'm talking about just everything from just, hey, what can I do for you? How can I help you in any way?
The restaurant community especially has been just wonderful to us and welcoming us. You know, there are lots of other wonderful restaurants here in Auburn, and we have leaned on them numerous times for guidance. And every time we needed something, even if that person couldn't answer our question immediately, they could at least point us into a direction where we could succeed. So it's been great.
Yeah, we talk to them very often. You know, we got a couple people, you know, that we lean on, you know, that have been in the business here, you know, and kind of pointing us in the right direction when we have questions. And but, you know, we also talk about, you know, the city council and the Chamber of Commerce and, you know, and going through all the licensing and how everybody has just really been a pleasure to work with, and it's been so easy. Auburn's such a great family, and, you know, and everybody says it, you know, but unless you really experience it, you don't understand, you know, it's a family, you know what I mean?
Is that different? I mean, you and I have talked, I mean, being in the big city, know, and the help you may or may not have received there, is that different when you came down here than what it was in Birmingham?
The biggest difference, I think, is that I truly feel like people want us to succeed. Like, I've felt like we have people in our corner all the time instead of, you know, just asking you to jump through hoops to get something done. It's been wonderful, welcoming, and it's been very different than, I think, what we've experienced in the past.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, getting our last break of the hour. We'll wrap things up here momentarily as we head into the top of the hour. And we'll talk a little bit about, I told you guys, I got Mike G coming on Report Wednesdays, and you guys have a little connection with him.
That's right.
We'll talk more about that here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
This is the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Talking Vintage 2298. We've talked about Butcher Shop. We've talked about tailgate packages. What do we need to cover, Randall and Laura, before we get out of here? We got about 2 minutes left before Fox News is going to cut us off. So she came in prepared. Miranda's here, too, by the way. I'm not turning your mic on, Miranda, but I will say this. Miranda is never here at this time of day, by the way. She does get up and get the kids ready and go to school, but and she is the first one to arrive because of that every day. We just don't see a lot of activity prior to 7 o'clock around here. So what else do we need to get to?
So I think something that has been a lot of fun recently is we have lunches now at the restaurant Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 11 to 2. We've had a lot of fun, like ladies groups that come in and have their book club and all of the different groups there. I do want to make sure that we mention our staff that has enabled us to be successful. JP, Jarrett Price is sous chef. Harrison Davis, we talked about for the smoker. And then Jude, Alicia Martin, who's been our pastry chef, that has been wonderful. Blessing.
She's been with us. And these people have been with us since day one, and they've been through the trenches with us, you know, and they've stuck with us, and they've been working the 6 days and all day long, all night long to help us get to where we are. And they really need they need, you know, we need to give a little shout out to them, because without them, we wouldn't be where we are now going into this season so well.
Mm-hmm. It's been one of those things that it's been a constant changing thing. I mean, from the time, it's funny because saw you when you came in here before the doors open, and now everything that's going on, and you're even wearing your chef's coat today. Before he was in, you know, collared shirt and having to prep for everything, and now we go from there to working hard and heavy. So how do they get in touch and find out more about you guys?
We've got the website is vintage2298.com, mm-hmm. and then also for the butcher shop is vintage2298butchershop.com. We're going to be working on a mailing list so folks can go and sign up, and we'll be able to update them with what fresh seafood, meats, and produce that we have in the butcher shop.
See, it's more than what you guys probably thought it was. Head down and visit them. They're right up from the radio station on University Drive here in Auburn, and beautiful building. Randall, Laura, thank you all so much for
having us. Thank you for having us.